Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Elizabeth Eli, she's on the phone. I'm going to talk to her in just a minute. She's an inspirational person, if ever there was. By way of background, Elizabeth Eli worked as a domestic worker. And now, age 60 years old, she obtained a business management degree. I thought, what an inspirational story that is, and how fantastic it would be to talk to her. So I'm absolutely delighted to have you on the line. Elizabeth Eli, thank you for joining me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Elizabeth, you have
Thanks for having me.
You have a story that is just, I've got goosebumps as I'm talking to you. I mean, what a story it is. Tell me about yourself and how on earth did you achieve such heights?
I'm Elizabeth, born in Uniondale, grew up in Uniondale.
Yes.
A daughter of a domestic worker myself, and went to school in Uniondale from Sub A, as we called it that days.
I remember it well.
And to standard six, and up to standard six.
Yes.
Then the parents have to see that their children, if they want to do a higher education, to send them away. From Uniondale to George or Altron. And obviously there was a high school, but it was for whites only. And well, we were not so financially secured. So I started working from this house to that house, or this family to that family in Uniondale. And that is how I became a domestic worker. I came to Cape Town at the age of 17 with people from Uniondale to work here. And always had a dream of being something. Because when I look at my mother, then and sometimes I had to go with her also to work. Yeah, but to work. And that is not a life I wanted. And I couldn't do anything about it. So I just went with the flow and came to Cape Town, and I saw I could do much better.
Yeah,
and I was working here, looking after people's children, cleaning their houses, and
still only with a standard six, Elizabeth.
Still with a standard six.
Yeah,
I went to high school. I had my children already, my three children, and they were struggling with their schoolwork. I couldn't help them, and that was a way of going back to school.
Wow!
So that I could be there with. You know, when I come from work, then I must go to school and come back and try to assist them for their schoolwork. And, yeah, I started grade 8 again at Wynberg Boys High, at night school there. And I worked myself up until matric years.
Yeah.
I did my matric in, I think, 2001. And at that time, I was 40 years already. And, yeah. And after matric, and I was so working, and became a member of the Domestic Workers Union. And, you know, I've learned a lot from the union itself, because they always have you education for you there, go to courses and stuff like that. And I've met a lot of people, influential people. And the thing is, if you're not educated, when people talk, you can't talk with them because you don't know what they're saying. You don't really understand what they're saying. And that was also a challenge for me. And, and to the 2008, I just opened my business because I worked for a family in Constantia.
Yeah.
And I was a sleeping domestic first.
Incredible.
And, their children grew up, and the children finished school, university, and stuff, and they left the country to work overseas, which meant that so their work declined. So they didn't need me like every day, and they was having for 2 days. And that is when I had the option to start my business.
Tell me about that business. Yeah, what was that business?
The cleaning services. Because I know a lot of cleaning,
sure.
How to do cleaning somehow, and that is where I went into.
And how did this business management degree happen at age 60, Elizabeth? I mean, that is just a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, I went to, I did the management through IQ Academy, the English London, because of a distance learning. And I grabbed that opportunity because I could work, and then I could study as well and be with my family as well. And I studied there, I think, for 3 years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy because I was studying on my own. There's no tutor next door or in front of me.
Sure.
So everything was done over the phone or emails and that kind of stuff.
And what gave you the wherewithal to continue with it? Why didn't you turn around and say, sure, I'm in my mid-50s. Most people are going to think about retirement in their mid-50s, if not their early 60s. And you said, no, I'm going on to study. Why didn't you think, yes, it's passed by, it's too late, I'm going to be a great grandmother to my children? What pushed you to go and get this business management degree age 60? Nogal.
I always wanted to do something extraordinary. And this was an opportunity. You know, when I came to the last year of going to write my final module.
Yeah.
I think that was a finance for managers. And I'm not so good that time. I wasn't good in numbers and all this kind of stuff. And I was studying that whole year, that finance. And the day I had to go write, I just turned back and I couldn't go because I was blank. So I finished it the next year. And so COVID-19 came.
Mm-hmm.
And then the options was, was it going to be an exam? What are we going to do with stuff like that? And so we couldn't write exam, and we did the assignments, and we had put that off to them. And yeah, but never ever did I want to like turn around and say, no, I'm tired, I don't want to do this.
Amazing.
Although people, you know, people say, no, you're too old. And,
yeah, exactly.
And where are you?
So, Omar.
You want to go work for people? And I said, no, I want to work for myself. And I can do it now.
Elizabeth, we're nearly out of time, but I've got to ask you, what is it that makes one person become a victim and say, yes, my upbringing was bad, my mom was a domestic, so I'm going to go take drugs, drink, and get pregnant and mess up my life? And what is it about another person who says, yes, I don't want this life that my mother has, and I'm going to go and get a business degree by the age I'm 60? How do you account for that different approach to the same set of circumstances?
You know, I was focusing on the dream. I was focusing on, when I reach the age of 60 and I'm not working anymore, I want to fall on something. I don't want to be 60 and wait for the government to, for the SASSA or whatever, the grant, because it's not not going to help me really. And yeah, and so I thought, no. Focus on this dream. People can say around me just what they want to say, and I will show them that you can, and especially the young ones that's roaming around the street. I also want to influence them that education is important. Because if you're not educated, you can't talk like I have experience. You can't talk, and then you keep on asking a person what does that mean, and you know, always have to ask. So yeah, that is me. It was me.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for talking to us here on Chai FM this afternoon. You're an absolute inspiration to those exact youngsters that you are talking about. I hope you're going to motivational speaking. I hope you get your message across and that so many people can follow the trail that you have blazed. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.